Om Shanti. Good morning. Sangam Yuga has the beautiful scenes of service that unfold, and Sangam Yuga also has, certainly at this time in the drama, many souls who take leave from the physical dimension to serve in the advanced party. And we're used to many, many souls now, all the dadis except one. And with Nirbhay Bhai, we kept seeing him bounce back to life. And the expectation was that even though now he was unwell, yet still he would again bounce back. But this time, I think he himself might have been ready to go, because he didn't want to go to Ahmedabad, but according to drama, they took him to Ahmedabad, and he was totally conscious, of course. And then in Ahmedabad, he didn't want to have life support machines or anything, but according to drama, that's what happened. And you've heard that by yesterday, India time, 11:30, the soul took its decision to fly, because otherwise there was the ventilator, there were other systems in place, but I think he really felt that it was time to go. And so he's carrying a huge amount of drama, of good karma with himself. And I'm remembering the early days when he was the one everyone would turn to for anything and everything. He would always be there sitting in the courtyard after class in the mornings, and he would sit there for a long, long time till everybody who wanted to meet him had finished, and then he would go into his office. But again, in the evenings he'd be there. And classes in English were mostly by Nirbhay Bhai. Very few others on the scene who could speak English. The dadis needed translation. And early days, Daddy Janki was here and so couldn't be there. And so till 78, he was literally the only person that everybody turned to. So people like Sister Maureen and others, Jemini Ben, I think you must remember those early days when he was, like for the double foreigners, the main person, just him alone. And yes, the other daddies were there, but not Daddy Janki. And so you can't calculate how much sustenance he gave everyone. And of course, many, many blessings from the world for that. And the second thing everyone will remember him for, and also give many, many blessings. How many of you have had the situation where you've taken support from Global Hospital in some form or another? Practically the whole class, I would say. Whether you just go for a checkup or whether you go for something more serious, it was Global Hospital. And of course, without Nirbhay Bhai, that would never have happened. God's plan, of course, but it was Nirbhay Bhai's very, very determined, powerful thought to make it happen that it happened. And so, an instrument for many, many amazing things, the construction of Om Shanti Bhavan, the construction of Gyan Srover, the construction of ORC, construction in Hyderabad, Shanti Srover, all of these places and many more that I'm not mentioning now, but these places we're very strongly connected with. And so the soul really, really has done so much good karma that the future is guaranteed to be a very beautiful, elevated one. But also he's left behind a memorial in the hearts of many, many, many of us. And so yes, in a few minutes we'll just have powerful yoga so that He's done his good karma, he's done his yoga, so he's carrying all of that with himself. But our good wishes and our pure feelings of love also are important. And so I'm seeing that on the one side, there's departures, but on the other side, beautiful things happening in service. Right here today, the young ambassadors of peace are going to be having their opening event for the coming year. And I think it's 9 schools that 10 wanted to participate and then 1 couldn't. But they'll be doing a private program for them. And then 9 other schools are going to participate. So it's going to be a very rich day filled with peace and love and joy. When we started this last year, we really didn't know how things were going to work. But they worked out more beautifully than we could have wanted or expected. And so Daksha Ben, Nidhi Ben, and Jim Dees has just left the auditorium. But it was really amazing, and Marion with the written materials, and I'm sure many others who've been involved, but an amazing program that lasted the whole year, and this also starting now, lasting the whole year. And I'm sure that it's blessed with success by Baba's presence and all the hard work that Brahmins have put in. And just very brief news of service in the East. It's been amazing. Jemini Ben in Brazil, Maureen in Australia and Hong Kong, and myself in another part of the East. But so many souls. Jesu Ben traveling different places. And the last was Italy, I think. But here, what I saw in the Philippines was blossoming, expanding, moving further on. But also, there's a new first lady, new president, and they've made an appointment to meet the first lady. And she was so warm, that she was hugging all of us by the end, and very cooperative, instantly lifting the phone to make appointments with the Minister of Education, the person who's a top trainer in the College for Police, all of these things. So powerful service, and service that's going to have an impact. They used to do police trainings before, but now again it's going to restart with this president. The one in between didn't want it, but now this one, the current person in charge, he definitely wants it. And of course the First Lady wants it. And they say that whatever the First Lady says happens. And she's already decided she wants to come to India next year. Her timetable for this year is packed, but next year she wants to come to Madhuban. And she's hoping that the president will come with her. But let's see the drama. And Japan, very interesting. I'll share one question that was asked a bit later. But I saw 2 new places for Baba. One is a center right in the heart of Tokyo. Tokyo is bigger than London, so just imagine how big. And everything is like little tiny boxes for Baba's homes. They've moved house about 11 times since 1980. The center started first in 1980 with Shizuko from London, and also Wendy Sargent from Australia. And so both started in May, and Daddy sent me for a conference actually, but they were starting, so I was there for a month at that time. After that, I've seen different places for Baba every time I've gone to Japan. And this time it's again another place, but this time it's Baba's place. At least it's Baba's child. And so at some point they'll find a legal way to make it happen, to make it Baba in name also. But a beautiful place, a place which is spacious enough for maybe 60 people, and in Tokyo to get a space for more than 20 people, that was going to be a challenge, but a very lovely space has been created. And then a small retreat center just for 10 people. And so Didi Nirmala had said to them, I think Japan is one of the toughest countries in the world to do service. So many laws and regulations, but also very difficult to move out of the traditional mold. And so Shintoism and Buddhism, of course, are the main things there. But very, very difficult to move. But Baba found his Brahmin family. And so in the retreat we had, which was in a nearby hotel, it was over 100 people there, 100 something, I've forgotten exactly. So Pakka Brahmins, all of them, there for a Rakhi one-day retreat. But the space is for about 60 people in the center. And in the retreat place also, one large place, but accommodation just for a handful. So Didi said to them, don't take on more than you can chew, and you wouldn't be able to manage a bigger place, which is absolutely true. That was my first visit to Hiroshima. And Hiroshima, the peace park, they have a peace park there and a museum for peace there. And the woman who'd come here to London 2 weeks ago, she's a professor at the Hiroshima University. So she pulled together an amazing gathering of over 100 people. And the whole topic was peace, but a survivor from the bombing. Hiroshima, and you instantly think of the atom bomb. But one person who was 8 years old, and she described her experience that she was there in that area because that was the main epicenter of the blast. And so that was in that particular location. That's why the peace park is there. And she said how she heard a big sound and she saw this bright, bright light, and then she became unconscious. And then she doesn't remember anything of what happened after that. And then when she woke up, she saw just shattered buildings everywhere. And so many people just on the ground. So they've got a museum which is quite horrific. If anybody really doesn't know about the impact of the atom bomb, it has all the graphic pictures and sad stories about everything. So within that there's also an auditorium, and so the program was there in the auditorium. And this woman, she didn't get into too much detail about her childhood experience, but for the last several years she's been touring the world talking about forgiveness and how important it is to be able to live a life of forgiveness in which you're able to work together with everyone. And so the message she carries is a very powerful message of peace, but that's the expense of her own journey and experience through all of that. So there were very powerful moments through the whole experience, but it was amazing to see Rajni Ben, because on the one side, Philippines, very easygoing, third world country, tropical, never any cold. And you have a lot of domestic people to help you with every part of life. And then Japan, and it's a total contrast, very, very regimented and very disciplined. Philippines, half an hour, it's like India. Half an hour goes by, it's okay. Manana, it was a Spanish colony, and so, and then later an American one, but very different atmosphere, and she manages to float between both places. It must require quite a switch inside. Everywhere, amazing programs. Tokyo, the program was in the Indian Embassy, and the ambassador met us first and then came to the program, welcomed us with very, very beautiful words. He's been served across the world. I don't think he is Hindu. His name is Mr. George, so I suppose he's a Christian. But he was saying how everywhere he goes, he meets Brahma Kumaris at least once a year for Rakhi. And so the festival has served people across the world. But also he remembers Kuwait very fondly, saying he worked with the sisters on many projects, and he remembers many very good Indian meals at the center in Kuwait. So he remembers that. So a person who is very warm, very friendly, and he sat through the whole of my lecture, but afterwards there was then an interaction with another woman, and she's a professor, again an academic. So everywhere service is really blossoming. And what Baba has said, everywhere there'll be Baba's children who come to Baba, whatever religion it is they've wandered off into, they're going to serve that part of the tree. The question I want to share very briefly, there was one day a quick Q&A session in Philippines, and another day about 2 hours again in Japan at the retreat. And the question at the retreat was, is it humility or insecurity that Japanese people express so much respect for others? Because you meet somebody, you bow. You talk to somebody, you bow at the beginning, you bow at the end. And so there's a lot of bowing going on all the time, all the time. And so my response was that from recent history, I can see that there must be insecurity, certainly in the generations up till 40 years, 50 years of age. But it's also part of tradition. It's not just now that people bow, but it's been there since ancient times. And so the seed of it was respect for others, respect for all. But now the insecurity also is a factor. But I don't think the youngest generation there has any sense of insecurity. They're as confident as any other generation anywhere else in the world. But still they very much adhere to those traditions still. And so, but yes, very interesting to see the difference between insecurity and real humility. And in real humility, you have your own dignity because you're connected with your own state of the soul. In soul consciousness, deep soul consciousness, you recognize your own values. You have the power and courage to follow those values, and so you remain true to those. So, many things to explore. But today I leave for Madhuban. Mandaben comes with me, and Balwan Bhai also will be coming. I'm not sure of his details yet, but he'll be coming also. And Hansaben was on the phone just before I came down, and she said that they brought the body from Ahmedabad to Mahadani Bhavan, Nirbhay's cottage, but now from Mahadani Bhavan it's been transferred to the conference hall. But because they know of the worldwide connections, very personal connections that Nirbhay had, they're waiting for the cremation till Sunday. And so tomorrow there'll be, now there's the viewing and offerings of flowers, but tomorrow there'll be the pilgrimage upstairs to the four dhams, and then the next day will be the actual cremation, India time, 10 a.m., and then bhog offering at 12 noon. And I'm sure that here you'd be able to watch the bhog offering, and whatever message it is that comes for that, which will also probably give us an indication of how things are going to evolve. With each one of these seniors leaving, there's been a change in the yagya, naturally. They carried, each one of them, so much responsibility. And Dadi Janki, Dadi Gulzar, and others, but now Nirav Bhai. After the Dadis, I think he's been the one who's known most to people in Bharat and also abroad, because he was the one who never moved out of Madhuban, I think, for many years now. Certainly since the 21st century, I don't think he's left Madhuban. And so, even if the Dadis were not there, Nirav Bhai was there. There was the face of the Yajna you turned to as soon as you arrived in Madhuban to say hello, and the last person to say goodbye to. So, another change in the drama. Does this tell you anything more about time? Not only the Dadi is gone, and Dadi Rakanmoini is silent, a wonderful angel, but now very silent. But also so many of the people who came in the 50s and 60s, Nirav Bhai of course, but many, many others who've left. So the numbers who actually knew Sarkar Baba and Mamma, they're dwindling, very much so. Just a very small number remain. So another step towards the transformation of the world. And Baba's Murali last week was very much about doing whatever you need to do, do it now. Don't wait for tomorrow. Whatever you wish to do, do it now. Okay, let's have 5 minutes of powerful yoga. Om Shanti.